The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
I'm not afraid, to take a stand, Everybody, come take my hand,
Off the Record with Chicago Lang is brought to you by Bahamas First General Insurance Company, Bank of the Bahamas, Burger King, Caribbean Gas, The Cleveland Clinic, Everybody Wins, Janae's Uniform Center, Prince Masters, RF Bank and Trust, Bronze Electric Motors, Southwest Plaza, Star General, Insurance Made Simple, The Tourism Development Corporation, and Wendy's.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. I trust that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call today on the show, you can call us on 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316 or 325-4259. That's 325-4259. You can call us if you are in the Family Islands, toll free, 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. You know, as I was pondering this Bahamas Power and Light situation, listening to all of the explanations being given by the minister in one instance, by Senator Latrey Raming, who I assume remains the communications director for the government, and then Tony Pratt, who is the CEO of Bahamas Power and Light. I got to thinking about many questions. Many questions which you, as a citizen of the Bahamas, a taxpayer in the Bahamas, ought to reflect on. And so I thought we would speak to those questions that I have today. I want you all to imagine a scenario in which Bahamas Power and Light totally fails. Imagine a situation like that, where it completely fails. I mean, I'm not talking about outages in the eastern part of New Providence, outages in the western part, or just in the southern or central part. I'm talking about Bahamas Power and Light totally fails. Totally. There's no power being generated by Bahamas Power and Light, no power being distributed by Bahamas Power and Light. And then I want you to imagine the Commonwealth of the Bahamas when that happens. Imagine your life, your home. Imagine your workplace, imagine the schools, imagine the churches, imagine the civic organizations. I want you to imagine the airports. I want you to imagine the hospital. I want you to imagine the clinics. I want you to imagine a total power failure over a sustained period of time. Let's give it even a week. That's short, relatively speaking, but let's give it a week. Imagine your life for 1 week without Bahamas Power. Take a trip down to Atlantis or Bahama or one of them. Go see what you're up against. Go to food stores, see what you're up against. Oh, they have some generator running, but okay. Imagine your life if that happened. Truth of the matter is, it doesn't take much to imagine how horrid a situation we would be in. We'd be in a terrible situation, which the reason I do this scenario is to point to you how critically important Bahamas Power and Light is to the social, economic, political, and civic life of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Critical. You people joke about Bahamas Power and Light. You can produce memes about it. It is no laughing matter in terms of its centrality to the functionality of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. And any failing of it would wreak havoc in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. That's why partial failures wreak as much havoc as it does, because it's a critical component to our circumstance. And I don't know sometimes if we take it seriously enough, because I verily believe that if we're not careful, we may not see a total collapse, but we may see a significant enough collapse of Bahamas Power and Light to dread the day it happens. Dread the day it happens. And I think that it is possible, conceivable, that the way we are approaching it, the government, as the representative of the people of the Bahamas, the way we are approaching Bahamas Power and Light may be more politically skewed than rationally considered. This is what we do too often in the Bahamas. We want things to be seen in light of what they didn't do, them people who didn't get fired, and then in light of what we can do so we look better than them people who got fired, but not in light of the very fundamental, substantial, operational realities of an entity that is critical and crucial beyond the politics of the moment to the circumstances of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. And that its leadership, I'm talking about all of its leadership, the board, the executive and the supervisors, and all should reflect the very serious entity that BBL is. Even the political directorship should reflect that reality. So I'm listening to the explanations about recent outages, and these in Bahamas Power and Light has exceeded just the summer months that just began June 21. Exceeded. You can go throughout the newspapers and you will see that Bahamas Power and Light has been having intermittent failures going back months and months and months and months, years and years and years and years. And we're still at it. So I have some questions today that may not be directly related to the current outages or failings. Now, bear in mind that I found this very curious, very, very curious. The minister made a statement and indicated that she will provide further statement at a press conference. The minister made a statement that the cause of the most recent power outages was electricity hitting some equipment at the Blue Hill Station. The CEO of Bahamas Power and Light, Tony Pratt, provided a video update of what happened, and I listened to it several times. She never mentioned electricity hitting the equipment. She mentioned, she mentioned an explosion at the power station that resulted in a piece of equipment which serves as a kind of conduit between the generated power and the distributed power. I forgot the name she called it, but she said that exploded. Now, and I kept listening because I was waiting to hear. I was waiting to hear what caused the explosion. So I had heard before lightning, so I was waiting to hear her say lightning, but she never did. Now, if I made a mistake and heard her wrongly, and if you heard her say lightning, I'd stand corrected, and I would correct myself, but I did not. The minister said, like, now I'm thinking, Ms. Pratt's statement was not a haphazard statement. This was obviously planned. She had videography attached to it, so she was, you know, trying to give people a full sensory approach to understanding what happened. But she never mentioned lightning. So I'm thinking, lightning is force majeure, meaning it's an act of God, meaning you can't blame me, citizens. A lightning strikes something and then I have to go and repair it. I mean, how do I control lightning? So I'm thinking, if you're Miss Pratt and lightning strike that equipment, you want to tell the public, lightning strike that equipment, because that really lets you off the hook. But she never did. But the minister keeps saying lightning strike, lightning strike. Talk to some people who know about these things, and they were saying, Mr. Lang, with the greatest respect to the minister, if lightning strikes these equipment have some things that they say kind of dissipates the lightning thing. I'm sorry, it don't really cause that kind of damage. I mean, I had not heard about lightning striking them kind of equipment anytime in recent times at all, even in a long time. But it said that's highly unlikely. They told me that the more probable reason for the failing of explosion was overheating of that system, because typically what happens with that system is in the winter, you kind of do a check that shows where the equipment is subject to overheating, and then over the winter you replace those parts so that when the summer comes, you don't have the circumstance in which that equipment is overheating and therefore causing an explosion. They said that's more likely, that, but they are suspect. These are experts now, not me. Suspect about the explanation of lightning. And I started to believe that is possible, because it was never mentioned by the CEO. Lightning was never mentioned. Never one time. And I'm saying, if I could use lightning as a reason for something, because that's what happened, I'm going to use it, because there's nothing I can do about lightning, and the public got to accept that, because none of us controls lightning. But it never happened. And it got me to thinking. It got me to really probing to think, I have some questions about BPL that you should have as well. And when we come back from the break, we're going to explore those questions. You're listening to Langios. We'll be back after this break. Take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you can't proclaim the same issue.
Cleveland Clinic, you set your course, not cancer. So when your journey takes an unexpected turn, you seek out the experts who've conquered it before, and you forge new paths to help fight cancers. For every route to a cure, for every care in the world. See how we're innovating cancer care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Budgeting and saving? Yes. Investing? Check. But what if you could do more? With an RF brokerage account, you can get priority access to local investment opportunities right as they come to the market. Never miss a bond or new share offering. It can house all your investments in one place and benefit from expert investment advice. Contact us at brokerage@rfgroup.com to start doing more today. Some conditions apply. RF, money at work.
Guess who's back?
It's the time again for the 31st annual Michael Scudery Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic.
Bring it on now, let's go.
Whether you're a player or a fan, you don't want to miss this one. The action starts July 13th at the Hope Center. Log on to peaceonthestreets.com and register.
Come on, everybody, we're going.
That's the Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic.
Where we shoot hoops instead of guns.
Game time.
Are you a tourism business owner or ready to become one? At the Tourism Development Corporation, we work with tourism entrepreneurs at every stage, turning ideas into thriving businesses and helping existing ones grow. From business development support and funding opportunities to targeted initiatives and strategic partnerships, we're here to help you take that next step. Build your future in tourism with the Tourism Development Corporation. Visit tdcbahamas.com to learn more.
Whether you're 25, 45, or 65, financial security is important to you. It's important to FAMGUARD, too. And whether you're starting your career, growing your family, or expanding your investments, the FAMGUARD group of companies has the products and expertise to meet your needs. Life and health insurance, home and auto coverage, pensions and annuities, investments, and mortgages, all backed by the company's reputation for financial strength and reliability. Visit your nearest FAMGUARD office or FAMGUARDBahamas.com today.
No budget for a vacation this summer? No worries. We got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a lifetime. Our sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games. Brand new luggage from Brass and Leather. 4 days and three nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. Free car rental from Hertz, too. All you need, we got you covered. Enter now for the Guardian Radio 96.9 Sweet Summer Escape. Fill out the form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media platforms. Remember, you must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline August 12th, drawing August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions apply.
I'm not afraid, to take a stand.
Ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live, I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. If the numbers are 323-6232, that's 323-6232, or 325-4316. 325-4316 or 325-4259, 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. Questions? About BPL, that I believe every citizen of the Bahamas should ask and get an answer to. If the Bahamas had a Fortune 50 listing of companies, meaning if you were listing the 50 largest companies in the Bahamas by revenue, by capital, by employment, and these kinds of things, not international companies, but companies whose basic operations are in the Bahamas, BPL would be in the top 10, I am almost certain, in the top 10. To the best of my recollection, it had revenues in excess of $500 million on an annual basis. It's got, I don't know, but I think it's got close to, if not more than a couple thousand employees, or, you know, something like that. That's among the questions we have to ask today. BPL is a big deal, in terms of an enterprise in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. And I want you to imagine an enterprise that is publicly owned, not listed in terms of shares listed on the exchange, but it is owned by the public of the Bahamas through the government of the Bahamas. So its affairs is public. Okay? BPL is not a private company. It is a company owned by the people of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, and its business is not private, it's public. And these questions relate to that public enterprise. When was the last time BPL produced audited financial statements? This massive company taking in hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue, spending hundreds of millions of dollars, spending more than it takes in. And we only know that because according to internal submissions to IRCA, BPL in 2021 was in a net negative income situation, meaning it was losing money. So if you're taking in $500+ million, you have $500 million to be able to suffer a loss. Now, if you had a financial, if you had financial statements, you would know more specifically what was happening, but we don't. When was the last time you saw financial, audited financial statements of BPL? And I want you all to think about this, because we don't really think about it this way, but I want you to think about this. You, the public of the Bahamas, either as residents or commerce or businesses, pay to BPL hundreds of millions of dollars every year. BPL spends hundreds of millions of dollars every year. That money is going to some places, some people. You all know that? Hundreds of millions of dollars every year. In 5 years, that's $2.5 billion. Right? In 10 years, that's $5 billion. It is going to some people, billions of dollars over years, going to people. We know this is employees. Do we know how much of that represents regular pay? And how much of that represents overtime pay? How much in overtime pay do the staff of BPL get over the years? We don't know. But we know staff is going to get some parts of it. We know that the fuel people are going to get some parts of it because they got to pay for the fuel. We know that. But I want you all to be aware now. BPL's hundreds of millions of dollars every year is going some places, and it's going some places. So if you are in that flow, whether BPL is doing well or not, as long as you're in that flow, you benefit from that flow. Okay? But we wouldn't know what is happening operationally. We won't know what's happening in terms of the net worth of BPL, the balance sheet of BPL. We don't know what's happening with the profit and loan statement of BPL, what is happening with the cash flow statement of BPL, because we don't have audited financial statements of BPL. Why not? Why not? Why would a big enterprise like that, if it were owned by members of the public as a privately held company with public listings, for audited financial statements would be a must. Why is the government of the Bahamas' enterprise owned by the people of the Bahamas exempted from audited financial statements? So that's the first question. Second question is, what is BPL's revenue? The last I saw it was in hundreds of millions of dollars. I think 500 million might have been like what I saw. But what is it today? Do you know? What's its expenses? And where are those expenses going? Do you know how much of BPL's generation is self-generated, meaning equipment it owns? And how much is generated by equipment owned by other people? Do you know? What's the cost of its self-generation compared to the generation it pays for from other companies? Do you know? What is that? What is the situation with BPL's assets now? Remember, BPL had assets on the T&D side, transmission and distribution side. It was to have transferred those assets to Bahamas Grid Company Limited. Did that happen? Or if it didn't happen, why didn't it happen? Were those assets ever encumbered? Because BPL, we are told, had $500 plus million dollars in debt. You know, you can get $500 million in debt without some assets as collateral to back them. But BPL's assets are encumbered. What is transferred? What is held by BPL? What is the situation of the generation assets of BPL? Do we know? What is BPL's debt? What is the total amount of debt owned by BPL? And how has that changed since the energy reform program that led to the creation of Bahamas Grid, a company owned 60% by Pike and others, and 40% by the government of the Bahamas, and who's supposed to have assets of the transmission and distribution transferred to itself? What is the total debt? We were told it was about $500 million. What is that debt today? Has that debt reduced? Has it gone up? And what are the components of that debt? What is owed to the government of the Bahamas? What is owed to other institutions or entities in the Bahamas? What is owned by foreign entities? How much of that debt is guaranteed by the government? What is the indebtedness situation of BPL? What is BPL's credit rating? How many employees does BPL have? How many of those employees are permanent versus people who are on contract? How many of those employees transferred out of BPL to Bahamas Grid in keeping with the agreement signed by Bahamas Grid, a 25-year agreement? How many customers does BPL have? The capacity of BPL today. What's the total demand for power in the country? Those are some basic questions about BPL I have. There are more, but those are some basic questions. We're going to take a break, but when we come back, I'm going to remind you of a set of comments made on this radio station, on this show about BPL's generating capacity. But when we come back, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this.
So Southwest Plaza has so many stores, I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS Bahamas, the Asheye Institute, BENC Snack World, Bamboo Shack Bahamas, there, the Athlete's Foot, and BTC Games and More, John Bullfine, Threads Alive, Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700 Wines and Spirits, Sandy's, Clarkson Island Luck, Starbucks, and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza, stop by today and explore.
Hungry for some serious beef? Then get ready, because Burger King Nassau is bringing back the double quarter pound king. That's a full half pound of flame grilled beef, topped with melty cheese, tangy mustard, crunchy pickle, and fresh onions. Served on a toasted sesame seed bun, classic style. Big flavor, big protein, big satisfaction. Get your double quarter pound king meal with medium fries and a drink for only $10.35. More food, less money, only at Burger King Nassau.
The Progressive Jackpot is on fire! That's live! First, a player won over $20,000 in cash. Then, another player took home over $30,000 in cash. That's more than $50,000 in jackpot winnings already. Now, the jackpot has reset and is growing again. With a minimum $10 bet, you could be eligible for the next big win. Lottery, casino, and sportsbook. Only at Everybody Wins Live, where winnings live.
Mic drop.
It may be hot outside, but you can stay cool knowing BOB is backing your summer plans. That's because summer starts with Bank of the Bahamas.
Whether you're paying school fees, planning home improvements, or taking a much-needed vacation, BOB offers the lowest consumer loan rate in the country, and we will beat any rate offered by 1%.
So don't sweat the small stuff. Let BOB help you take care of business so you can get to summer fun. Apply for your BOB summer loan today.
BOB, your bank of solutions.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302 Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. We're talking about Bahamas Power and Light and really raising some questions about Bahamas Power and Light, important questions. I am not certain that we'll get answers to these questions today. And anytime soon, dismiss the importance of these questions. The health of Bahamas Power and Light is and should be of major concern to every single Bahamian. And this isn't just true today. This is true in all the times that we have owned that power company, whether as BEC or BPL. Always. And BPL has been operated better at some times and worse at other times. But there are very, very fundamental questions that need to be asked and should be answered about BPL. How has BPL's operating expenses, financials, been changed by the agreements signed between BPL and other companies? Whether that's on the T&D side or the generating side or the solar side, how is BPL's financed by those arrangements? How has it affected BPL both on the accrual accounting side and on the cash flow side of things? What is BPL's cash position today? Is BPL, other than BPL being a government corporation where taxpayer monies can be channeled into BPL to support it, to subsidize it, would BPL really be a going concern? fundamental questions, which I don't know the answer. I'm just asking the question. This text says, Shivago, I believe it's all lies. When we have a government who will work with BPL to overhaul, replace, improve power generation in this country, when will we? Are persons benefiting from this stagnation? Definitely money management issues. Is there some sacrifice that Bahamians need to consider be willing to do so? I am so fed up, extremely frustrated and angry living in this country. If I was younger, I would be gone. Proud to be Bahamian. At this point, proud of what exactly? Hogwash, says that text. Wow. This text says, Mr. Lang, I honestly consider you a friend and a brother, although we don't know each other, but because of the way you keep educating the Bahamian public. My assumption is this. The government will soon offer you a generous package to work for them for fear of your bringing them down. Don't mean to insult you, but just no, bro. Not only because it won't happen from my point of view, the government will not do that. The government has no interest in doing that. And the government will not do that. Trust me. And if it did, it would know that's not something I would do today, no. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Because BPL transmission and distribution was outsourced, does it mean those employees who were in that section transferred, reassigned, or let go? Also, the tree BPL was also outsourced. Just curious as to what happened to those individuals and their salaries. I don't know. Good question, but I don't know. We don't know. But that adds to the questions that need be answered. This text says, Mr. Lang, an engineer can definitely tell how new infrastructure can affect BPL. Remember when Bahama was in the works, they said BEC BPL would melt? We must have short-term memory loss. MPs go in to get rich through laundering money for criminals. This government is a sham. You can't say MPs go in to do that. You don't know that to be true, and you certainly can't say that about MPs. There are many MPs in the House, okay? So that's not true. This text says, the problem with energy in the Bahamas is we are coming to the realization that we have been lied to for the entirety of the PLP's last term. I expect this PLP administration would throw the last PLP administration under the bus with their blame game. No lie, last forever. This text says, Mr. Lang, how come in the history of bad will only under this administration the BPL outage is caused by lightning strike? Is this the end result of the PM giving us a budget surplus? Is it really a nothing burger? This text says, when light bill is due, BPL don't hear any excuses. They will turn you off without remorse. So they turn off a paying customer electricity, they should expect all hell. Matter of fact, give all those who was affected a buy, the outage is a discount for compensation or refund. This text says traditional methods like lightning rods and shield wires redirect the energy of a lightning strike to the ground, but still allow damaging secondary effects. A more effective solution is the dissipation array system, which uses charge transfer technology to prevent lightning from terminating within the protected area. The system has a success rate of 99% and offers a full no-strike warranty. As far as I'm aware from the experts, BPL has what is required to redirect electricity so that you don't have an explosion such as what has happened. And as I indicated before, you might not want to listen to me. The CEO never said lightning strike caused the explosion, not the CEO. If you heard the CEO say that, then she was given an explanation for what happened, and she said, I'm coming to you to explain to you what happened, what the impact was, and what we're doing about it. That's what she said. This text says, good day, Lang. Government don't need to give y'all nothing about giving discount on power bill in Nassau, especially the PLPs. Ride the heat wave with brave to the grave. Hope you, that's terrible. Hope you're all safe, so please behave and sweat in your cave right now. You all are asleep. This says dissipates? Exactly. I sent the above extract from a site that markets lightning mitigation systems for power plants. I tried to explain this morning after someone called to say You can't do anything about lightning. A modern grid doesn't break down everything saying there's lightning. Can you have an extraordinary event? Certainly, that 10 minutes of rain beyond Sunday was not an extraordinary event. That's what the expert told me, too. This text says, what frightens me in these ministers who pretend to know everything and just tell the people big words like entrapment and expect us to believe whatever they say while systems continue to degrade day after day? Did you see the story of BC Union president reporting that he was offered a bribe by a government contract vendor to overlook violations at the power installation? He didn't say which island or location. Can you imagine if that's Eleuthero? I can have some words to say about the union president's assertion after we come back from break. It says, given that BPL has a staff complement of just around 800 in 2021, and this has ballooned to over 1,800 today, what effects has that had? That's what I'm told. I'm told that BPL's staff complement has gone from 800 to 1,800, almost 2,000 employees. How and why? How and why? How and why? I mean, there might be a reasonable explanation, but that's a huge, huge increase in employment. Boy, I mean, there is something, boy. Ooh, sugar. And you're waking up BPL? I understand. My understanding is that BPL's overtime rate has exploded. That there are people at BPL whose normal salary might be under $100,000, who could be taking home as much as $250,000 owing to overtime pay. Now, let me ask you a question. If you're paying me three times my salary, two times my salary, you don't think you need another employee? Me there, yours up, man. Whenever you get to operate in the dark, all kinds of things are possible. And what do I mean by operating in the dark? Well, if you ain't producing credible financials for people to analyze, well, I don't know what you're doing. I don't know. And once again, I want to make you aware, Bahamas Power and Light is owned by the people of the Bahamas. Minister Davis, it's not owned by cabinet ministers. It's not owned by members of parliament. It's not owned by senators. It's not owned by permanent secretaries and financial secretaries. It is owned by the people of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas and operated in trust, managed in trust by their governors. We have a caller on the line. Caller, we had on the break, so you want to call back when we come back from the break?
I'll call back.
Super. All right, great. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break for news. When we come back, we'll continue our discussions. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. We're so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. If you want to call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. From the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. This text says, Minister, when you were in government, did BEC ever provide audited statements? Absolutely. Absolutely. You all going to remember the books, the annual reports, whitish, yellow. Yes, of course it did. I think up to 2003, BPL would not have provided anything, but BEC, because BPL did not exist then. BEC, up to 2003, had audited financial statements. And I think up to 2003 was when BPL ceased to be a profitable company, in 2003. Okay, so this text says, good day. The advance poll voting was a capture of what this government had in for us. Bad treatments for the next 5 years. The heat is on, and Brave just tried to fix Cat Island Airport in his lifetime in politics. It's a shame. Ivex says that text. This text says, I asked yesterday, according to Alston's interview with yourself, Pike would be finished in a month or so and gone. But them gone along with their power plant expertise and experience, why are we paying millions of dollars to Bahamas Grid in guaranteed revenue, a 25-year employment program? While you think about that, remember that 40% of Bahamas Grid is owned by the government of the Bahamas. So the government of Bahamas, from its own company, and splitting it 60-40 with other people. This text says, tree trimming still going on, but they wanted $900 to trim one tree in back of me. No way. Okay. This text says, how and why Immigration, Customs, BPL, Defense Force, NIB works, all them get new co-workers because of this government. And a bunch of slack, unintelligent people getting jobs from their MPs. I know this for a fact, about 100 of them right from Golden Gates. I wonder who the MP is and why that is. Shake my head. This says, can't hear you at all on the radio. Listening from my car, station seems to be out, not even getting static. Okay, I don't know what that's about, my friend. I don't know. Producer, we have some issue on the radio. Radio? Ain't nobody telling me they have any issues with me. Yeah. This text is also audited financials were part of the annual report produced under the board led by Donovan Moxey, I think up to 1920. I wasn't sure. I looked online and I didn't see anything. Okay, this text says, no, you're good on the radio. So this text says, he could hear you very clear. Okay, so I don't know, friend. You need to check your radio. Your radio might be having some issues. It says the radio is full of static from yesterday. I don't know. I check your car radio. Everybody else could hear. Okay, so the president of the union at BPL said that he was offered a bribe by a vendor of BPL. He didn't say what the bribe was to do, other than to say it was to throw his members under the bus or to sell. What does that mean? What did he mean? Why would a vendor have an interest in a president selling out his members? What could he be paying the president of the union to do? Would he be paying the president of the union to stop demanding overtime pay or stop demanding, inspecting his work in a way that might cause problems? Like, what could he be seeking to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to the union president to do? That was unclear for me. That was unclear for me. I think the union president, he said he wrote to the COO or them to look into the matter. And we are told that the matter is being investigated. I'm very curious to see what was that all about? I mean, what was you? But as we've been on low power since the BPL outage, on Sunday, our transmitter was badly damaged. So depending on where one is on the island, folks will not be getting a clean signal. I see. But we're fine on the internet and television. Okay, that's from the manager of the station, Mr. Dwight Strong. I see. In fact, I heard him saying that to someone else too. See the cost of these outages and these damages and these faults and these failings, right? But I wasn't clear. I wasn't clear on, like, what you paying me for? See, I don't even know. You have to be kind of little, you got to be kind of little stupid to come to a union president to sell out his members. Because if you have to sell out the members, it means it's something the members can benefit that they're not going to benefit from, that you have to be willing to have them not benefit from. What could that be at BPL? You already have the contract, you the vendor, and has approved the contracts. And we know these contracts ain't getting approved by no necessarily rigorous public bid process, no how. So what you bribing the union president for? And why are you bribing the union president? If there's anybody of an interest in the activities of the union, it would be the executives and the politicians of BPL. What the contract got to do with that? Unless he working for the executives or the politicians. Boy, let me tell you something. Curiousness and curiousness. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, good evening tonight. I was going to
talk
about the issue with the president as well. Can I ask you a question? I mean, people go to the media about these things. You don't think people should go to the police if they have someone approach them with a bribe?
Yes.
It wouldn't be wise to go to the police?
Yes.
Thank you. I
you're
don't
absolutely
want
right.
People coming to the media with these things. Record these individuals.
In the first instance, he went to the executive of BPL to mention it.
I mean, they're in the police. I mean, what they could do is find a person in contempt and remove the person. Don't do business with the person any longer. But if you go to the police station, they do an investigation. That person gets locked up.
Yeah, I don't know. I would love to hear more, but I was really curious when I heard his initial his initial remarks. Let me see you all the letter that the president sent to BPL. Okay? Let me read. This was addressed to Mrs. Tony Pratt. This was dated March 9th, 2026. Addressed to the Chief Executive Officer of Bahamas Power and Light. Says their CEO Pratt, and the caption says alleged malfeasance, nepotism, and possible corrupt practices. Bahamas Electrical Workers Union respectfully requests that this communication be taken with the utmost seriousness and that a comprehensive investigation be launched into the allegations outlined below. On Tuesday, June 8, 2025, I, Kyle Wilson, president of the BEW, in my capacity as a senior technician, was informed by my immediate manager, Mr. Mr. Melvin Barnes, that he had been contacted by the Executive Assistant to Director Jeff Davis, requesting GPS coordinates for all current works being carried out by the FPSP team. Mr. Bobbs indicated that the request appeared unusual and asked that I accompany him on site visits that had been arranged by the director for the following day at the various locations corresponding pins that were requested. The first site was a contaminated well located on a private property near Unison Road. Upon arriving at the site, I observed the rector parked on an open property. Shortly thereafter, an unknown third party arrived and parked on the same property. I contacted Mr. Bobbs to inquire about this location, and he responded that he was in the yard with a pink wall. It was in the yard with a pink wall parked. He was in a yard with a pink wall parked near the well. We then gathered near the well where a discussion began regarding the cause of the contamination and the proposed cleanup process. During this discussion, Mr. Bobbs and the unknown individual changed due to opposing views on how the matter should be addressed. Mr. Bobbs asserted that he was well aware of the requirements of this job and did not need to be instructed on the appropriate remediation process. Anyhow. That could take a long time. I see where it's going. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Yeah, go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. How you doing?
I'm right here. How are you?
You remember the old saying, Houston, we got a problem? Well, Mr. Lang, I don't know. I mean, in my 75 years on this day, that is, Sunday is the worstest I've ever seen. Whatever the problem is, it seems like we're not getting any better. The more we talk on these talk shows and scream and beg and plead and borrow and everything, it just seems to be getting worse. I'm a person, I listen to you all the time, all the information you give us. I really thank you and appreciate your efforts. I wonder sometime, I hope you don't get a heart attack. It sounds like you get so excited and you start to scream and row like, you know, you're tired of pounding into everybody's head. But nobody seemed to be listening. I'm a person that I watch a lot of NSNBC World News, and it appears that something must be in the atmosphere because it seems like human beings are changing all around the world. Everybody is moving from country to country for a better way of life. And I mean, I don't know if it's wrong for us to say pray for our brothers, over 12 million people in Cuba. And I know you must have heard the news out of Cuba. The whole of Cuba now, the entire Cuba, is in blackout. The oil shipment has been stopped by the USA from going into Cuba. Hospitals, emergency services, schools, grocery stores, no power in the entire country of Cuba with over 12 million people. We only have 400,000 people here, plus the illegals and the foreigners who come to live in our country. And we suffering with a few members of House of Assembly trying to control everything. Like you told us, running a country ain't no easy job. Running a home ain't no easy job. But what I could see nowadays, Mr. Lang, and everybody thought, it seemed as if everything, the home. Yesterday I sat on the park, I saw some little boys on this four-wheeler in Pride State, the first time I ever seen a new generation prancing like up and down. I asked the little boy, I say, if a car comes out of the corner and hits you, your mother's sitting right on the porch watching me videotaping you, and she's sitting there ain't saying nothing. Him and his boys laughing about him. This boy only could be 9 or 10, and he prancing a four-wheeler up and down the road. I say, dog, this generation's sick. Have a good day.
Ready. Thank you, man. This text says, BEC started its slide from profits under the watch of Chairman Al Jarrett. It has never recovered since. Subsequently, a cascade of bad decisions and denials across the board. This text says, well, current just went off. East Winton, going in my car to listen. Oh, Lord. Is it the last two pages of the letter up to make the point? The last two pages, all right, let me see. The last two pages says, the Ministry of Energy Utilities and AVA has taken note of comments. The president, I saw the ministry's response to it, and indicating that it was going to fully investigate the matter. Anyway, man, you'll tell the president if he wishes to come on here and explain this stuff, whatever. I won't get mix up like right now like that. boy. well, let me tell you something. If I get a heart attack or don't get a heart attack on this radio, you could believe whatever I'm doing, getting a heart attack on this radio is sincere, genuine passion and belief. You could believe that. And I'd rather be dead and dying doing something that I believe in and honestly and earnestly believe in than any other way. So Mr. Lang asked Sparky what he has to say or suggest to make the Bahamas and the world a better place. All is not lost. Peace and love. No, all isn't lost. That's for sure. But we have to find some solutions to some of our challenges ourselves. You know, all ain't lost. This says the lightning strike messed up Guardian's equipment / strength of signal. Depending on where the driver is, they may not. Oh, I got that. So the newspaper reports that the union president is claiming to have been told that he would not get tools to fix an issue, as this vendor would be offered the contract to fix it. Oh, I see. The vendor then explained he would then compensate the president and his workers. He also detailed a scheme to intentionally damage equipment, I guess, to generate unnecessary paid work for the vendor. Yep. Yeah, wow. So, yep, current dipped. Say, Mr. Lang, we cannot understand the gangster language the president of the union and the CEO from BPL is using. Unfortunately, the codes are fair. Their comprehension. Don't forget who their minister of energy is. She is a... Man, I can't message y'all, man. Y'all are not light. Y'all are not nice. It's Texas. I can hear you again. Think it was the area I was in. That's what we're being told. So the sad thing is, this crew will not answer any of those very important questions. Somebody else told me that too, and I was saying to them, I don't do this merely because I think you'll get an answer, you know. I do this to help you as listeners understand how to best frame your own efforts to understand what's happening. And I always tell you all, if people don't answer you, you got your answer. If they don't answer you, they got your answer. If I ask you, did you go here? And you don't answer me? What you think I should assume? Well, you probably didn't. Don't want me to know. So you get to understand how to frame your own understanding of things. And every answer is a non-answer. Every answer is an answer, and every non-answer is an answer. And every answer could be a true or lie. And every is definitely pointing you somewhere. Because I could tell you this much. If I ask you a question about a good thing, unless you don't want me to know, like some people, do you have $1 million? People might not answer that question for you. I mean, it might be true they do, but they don't answer that for you. But if you ask a politician, did BPL make any money this year? If BPL made money, what do you think the politician would say? Oh, of course it did. It made X amount of money. And it's all because of what we did and what we did. And if you ask them, did BPL make no money, and they don't answer you, would you? Do you not know what the answer is? Don't you know what the answer is? If you ask the Minister of Finance, listen, did you achieve your surplus? Oh, of course we did. In fact, we exceeded it by $2 million. And if you ask him and he says, I don't want to discuss that at this time. How do you not know what the answer is, man? Come on. We have a call on the line. To you.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Lane.
What's going on?
Great, great informative show. You know, I like the initial part of the show. Even if somebody tells you something, or maybe I and other people, right, you have the common sense and just the innate to discern, right? And you mentioned, you know, I was dubious about the lightning strike, right? In the fact that, I mean, you said they have the infrastructure, but there are many ways they can impede the lightning strike, even though it happens. You know, they get up the deep ground rod system, or the in which they could also have one in which they put the lightning rods hundreds of feet higher to make it more desirable for the lightning to strike and to divert the surge, right? And so I didn't run with that, like, totally, even though you could have arcing to that could affect other sensitive equipment. But for me, I was always wondering, you know, like, they have, they call the guy called them talking machines. So one of the things they would do, firstly, I'd like to say, Mr. Lang, when they talk about the output, generating output, right? You notice if you have a home generator, any generator you buy, you will see, let's say, it will say 6,500 watts, and then it will tell you the running watts would be 6,000 or 5,500. So it'll actually, the generator only puts out 80% of its capacity. It doesn't run fully off what it's supposed to put out. Like, it doesn't generate exactly what it's rated for. It's only put out 80%. So we have to subtract 20% of whatever they're saying. I just wanted you to know that. And these are facts. And so I worked for an electrical company, and I was at UBS House one time, and I realized that you had to get a near zero resistance in order for the computers to work properly. So in case you have a short, or in case it's time to trip, the less resistance you have, the more sensitive the breakers would be. And so these are the things I'm looking at. And so resistance can only be measured with an active current. So what they do is, I work with three-phase electric. They could call them rarefiers. They use a mega. They use a mega to test the resistance. And so because you have the outside wires and wire degradation, et cetera, cracks and insulations, all of these things would bring up the resistance. So there's no excuse for me. And when you're looking at what they could do to know these things and actually calculate this resistance using voltage divided by amperage. And so believe that they don't know what's going on. So I'm going to run with what you're saying. I just can't believe, given that they could do it mathematically and they could do it practically. Yeah. And so it's frightening for me that they know that these... What I'm saying is the people were right. Over the aging infrastructure, et cetera, Mr. Lang, all that contributes. But somebody's shielding something from us. Maybe the freedom of information will help us. I don't know if you want to go...
All right, man. All right. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. For two things here. I want you to imagine that we went through the summer and BPL had not one single outage. Not one single outage. I want you to imagine that your power bills over the summer were significantly lower than they are now. Imagine that. At the end of the summer, who do you think you would be hearing from in terms of bragging about that reality? Those realities. You could not stop the prime minister. You could not stop the minister of energy from coming forward and talking about those things. You couldn't. It's not possible. It would be a wonderful thing for them to be able to tell you. But guess what? All these outages you all are, boy, that CEO, you got to get out there and you got to talk to this public and tell them what's going on. Failure is an orphan. Success have many fathers. Is an orphan. Success has many, many fathers. I heard the Minister of Energy say that a part of this is that they are doing their reforms, overlaying old, deteriorated infrastructure. Well, when was that? When was that discovered? Do you all remember the show I did when I said, I hear lots and lots of talk about the T&D transfer and what's going to happen? Y'all remember that? And I said, but I'm not hearing anything about generation. Y'all remember that? I said that I always thought one of the significant challenges of BPL was generation of electricity, insufficient supply, the cost of the operating these bunker fuel generators and all that. Remember that? I said, but I don't hear anything about that. I just hear about this Bahama grid and the TND, what was happening on the generation side? What is being done on the generation side? Remember that? Do you know still? Do you know? Do you know who is generating at BPL? Like, what is BPL doing in terms of generation? What has happened in terms of upgrades of generation at BPL? What has happened to the LNG project? Going on with that? You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Budgeting and saving? Yes. Investing? Check. But what if you could do more? With an RF brokerage account, you can get priority access to local investment opportunities, plus a bond or new share offering again. Plus, you can house all your investments in one place and benefit from expert investment advice. Contact us at brokerage@rfgroup.com to start doing more today. Some conditions apply. RF. Money at work.
Wendy's has brand new chicken tenders, and they're everything you've been craving. Crispy, juicy, and seasoned just right. These tenders bring the flavor from the very first bite. Dip them, dunk them, love them with sauces like sweet chili, scorching hot, ranch, honey barbecue, honey mustard, and Wendy's signature sauce. Grab them as a kid's meal, enjoy them on their own, or make it a combo that hits the spot every time. For tenders you're gonna know by name, it's gotta be Wendy's.
Come, let's celebrate the Bahamas independence. Stop by Janae's Uniform Set and get 30% off selected independence polo items. Get an additional 10% volume discount for 30 or more pieces. Net items excluded. The net items? Janae's unique limited edition independence tees. Don't forget the black, gold, and aquamarine ribbons in various sizes to decorate the home or office. Visit Janae's Chesapeake Road or text the Janae's digital team at 817-3295 or email sales@janae's.com or www.janae's.com. Happy independence. It's Bahamas from Janae's.
Great news. Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery charges, electric lifts, transformers, and power, Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249. Or 323-5267.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Do we have a call on the line? Okay. This text says, BPL employees during election than ever before. A lot of information is in the open. One just has to look. All right. How would you look and see BPL got more employees during the election than before? If you're in Grand Bahama, if you're minding your business in the east and west parts of the island, like, how would you know that? Like, where in the open is that? Please direct us so we can know. I mean, you might be right, but we don't know. Say, Joe Beth and Brave, she said, growing pains. Yes, you did wonder about generations. Still don't know. Yep, I did wonder indeed. This text is, Mr. Lang, have you had a government that leaves you scratching your head and spinning all because they don't leave you wondering, upset, and irritated? This particular government does not believe in clarity and accountability. I am starting to believe that there is a philosophy, not this in this government. I'm talking about my exposure to certain kinds of people on the elite side of life that there is must be a philosophy that says if you get asked a question and you just don't answer it and that it'll go away. That's been my experience, actually. Surprisingly, and it's not just in politics, it's been really something to observe. I've never experienced that my own self in terms of my personal unwillingness to, like, you know, maybe if you decided I'm not talking to someone because of it. When you talk about, like, people ask you earnest questions and you can't, it's either yes or no. I found that there are people who have embraced the notion that just don't answer and it'll go away, and it does. That's what you could do. Just say, don't get a heart attack now. Still only two ambulances in Nassau. So as long as that crew runs our energy, we will always be chasing our tail. They mean us no good bringing new people, says a texter. It's Texas. Mr. Lang, can BPL give us a weekly schedule when the light will be on so we would know when to open and close our business? Well, how could they if you have lightning striking the equipment? They can't tell you when lightning is going to strike the equipment. This text says, Lang, the contractor have to be connected with someone powerful to try to bribe the union president. Have to be. Okay. This says, good day, and people we watched on the news are now here to reap havoc. We're the real police in the Royal Bahamas Police Force. My grandparents need to be resurrected to help me clip this country in shape along with me and plenty, you know, and one hard working survivor show online, one true beam and to be to the core, I ready to march. This text is, Mr. Lang, I'm not sorry for blaming people. We had a chance to elect better, but we collectively chose to go back into slavery. Well, I am sorry for us if there are bad things happening because, you know, even you ain't want them bad to happen. Yeah. This text says, good day, the time has come where the government needs to appeal to Freeport Power Lights to either advise them or take over our power generation for us. You could ask the Grand Bahama Power Company to take over the thing when you just buy the Grand Bahama Power Company, brother. The government of the Bahamas now owns Grand Bahama Power Company. You want to ask yourself to fix yourself? Oh, boy. So, yeah, I guess government owns Grand Bahama Power Company. That's what I'm telling them. I'm telling them the government of the Bahamas. Y'all missed that eight. The government of the Bahamas now owns the Grand Bahama Power Company. And let me tell you something about the Grand Bahama Power Company. Okay. If you get a bill from the Grand Bahama Power Company today, you cannot, like, if you get a bill from the Grand Bahama Power Company, you have to be careful when you review that bill and try to come. Used to be the case before the power company was bought by the government. Because I heard the government talking about how electricity in Grand Bahama was twice as high as in New Providence. I heard people say that. That was not true. That was not true. Not true. Let me tell you why it was not true. Grand Bahama Power Company gives Grand Bahamians, consumers, a bill that consolidates the base rate and the fuel surcharge. Okay, consolidates them. So you get one, you might see 31 to 32 cents. That's both the base rate and the fuel surcharge. They don't separate them out. The government of the bomb, BPL, separates them out. So your base rate might be 14 cents and your fuel surcharge might be 24 cents. 14 and 24 is what? 32, right? 14, 34, sorry. 14 and 24 is like 38 cents, right? How is that twice 32? That's more than if that's the case. It was like 11 cents and the fuel surcharge is 22 cents. That's 33 cents. That's company did was give you one thing. It didn't separate it out. So to suggest that there was ever a time when the rate in Grand Bahama was twice that of New Providence, never. And so now if somebody gives you a bill and shows you the base rate, and you try to compare that to an old bill of Grand Bahama Power Companies where they used to consolidate it, you might get the wrong impression. And anybody can tell me, I just paid the bill. I paid the bill and I just examined the bill and I watched the bill. Right? So now your Grand Bahama bill is consumption charge between 0 and 200. The rate, this was June 3rd. Now, this is the bill, my bill, June 3rd. 17.1756 cents. That's about 18 cents. Between 201 and 350, 18 cents. Over 350 rate, 22, almost 23 cents. Okay? Those are the rates. Right? Now, there's no fuel surcharge on this. No fuel surcharge. And the storm recovery, still $6.18. Oh, the fuel surcharge, $94.81. And let me show you on something. Okay? Remember I said Grand Bahama Power Company never used to show you the fuel surcharge. They gave you like a consolidated rate. That's what I recall. So this bill gives me my $90.92 charge, my storm recovery, and guess what? It has the fuel and surcharge at $94.81, but does not give me rate. Gives me the dollar amount, but don't give me a rate. And guess what? The fuel and other charges is more, just like in Nassau, than the base charge. Now you tell me what changed. You tell me what different. And these rates now are still higher than they were before. And the government owned the thing now. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Mr. Lang, how you doing, sir?
I'm right here. What's going on?
I just want to know, if we're dealing with transmission, distribution, and generation of power, right? The electrical field. Why is it that the people who are running it are not experts in that area? You would think that they would have electrical engineers, electricians.
Well, why do you think they don't?
Well, if they do, then I don't think they should be encountering all these problems.
Yeah, but lightning strike the equipment.
Okay, no problem.
No, and that's, wasn't that what you were told?
By one source.
Okay.
That's all.
Which source tell you it was lightning? You gone? Boy, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take our final break, pay our respects, our marvelous sponsors. We'll be back after this final break.
Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Put more money back in your pocket with the Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan. Why pay more when you can pay less? Reduce your monthly debt payments down to one low, easy payment. Apply for a Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Vacation this summer? No worries. We got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a lifetime. Our sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games. Brand new luggage from Brass and Leather. 4 days and three nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. Free car rental from Hertz, too. All you need is your passport. We got you covered. Enter now for the Guardian Radio 96.9 Sweet Summer Escape. Fill out the form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media platforms. Remember, you must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline August 12th, drawing August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions apply.
At Star General, you can go gold. Comprehensive car insurance covers loss or damage from accidents, fire, theft, and third-party liability. But the Gold Package gives you increased coverage for rental car and windscreen, personal accident, medical benefits, deductible waiver, and 24-hour roadside assistance where available. Our Star General Gold Package also gives you up to $2,500 for accidental damage to a rental car anywhere in the Bahamas. Go gold with Star General. Insurance made simple.
Wow, it's 35 years already. Where has the time gone? Look at where we have come from. Caribbean Gas would like to say thank you to our valuable customers and our dedicated staff. Let's celebrate this, our 35th anniversary. From June 16th to July 16th, we will celebrate with you. Giveaways, prizes, and surprises. If you spend $50, you are eligible to win a 100-pound cylinder, 50-inch TV, gas stove, AC unit, and much, much more. Visit us on Gladstone Road, Caribbean Gas. It's our 35th anniversary. Let's celebrate!
Struggle with that move to Fidelity and let us help you orchestrate your financial goals into perfect harmony with free financial coaching sessions. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shavar Rolang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Let me ask you a question. Do you think BTC was loaded with staff during the election campaign? Do you think that they did any significant hiring during the election campaign? BTC. Anybody think so? Huh? No? You think any contracts were awarded at BTC willy-nilly by any political operative or somebody working for political operatives? Anybody think so? No, right? What's the difference between BTC and BPL? What's the difference? You say, oh, but BTC is a monopoly. Do you think BTC made a profit last year? Oh, yes, it did. What's the difference between BTC and BPL? You say, oh, it's a BTC is a monopoly, so is BPL. In fact, BPL is a more essential monopoly than BTC. What's the difference between BTC and BPL? Think about that question. Think about it for a moment. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Mr. Long?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Long?
Hi, yes.
You can hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. I listening to your show. It's a good show.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay. But I'm going to stray off from that a little bit to tell you, but this the Indian woman still working in the store market.
Yeah, well, okay. I know what that's about. Sorry, I don't know. This text says, good day, line station got knocky. What station get knocked? I don't know what you mean. This text is from Selang. I'm a resident of Seabreeze. My electricity was off all of Sunday. On Monday, the electricity went off just after 9 a.m., returned after 7 p.m. off. On 7:20 p.m., off again in parts of my house. Then fully off, returned 9:15 p.m. No explanation. It appears when there is rain or thunder, the electricity will be off for hours. Sorry to go through that. It says, we must give some invisible lighting because lights have been going off for the past 3 weeks. Yeah. This text says, but aren't we paying ourselves? I guess we could question ourselves too. Yeah. It says, Mr. Lang, let me tell you what the problem is. Bahamas Grid bite off more than they could chew. Pike is an overhead distribution company. BPL is mostly underground system, and this is giving a big challenge for them. The staff that can deal with the underground network remains at BPL. Oh, wow. Okay. Go ahead, caller.
Mr. Lang.
Yes, hi.
Okay. I tell you, I like your show.
Thank you.
Get cut off the FaceTime, but I'm talking now.
Okay.
There's this thing. She come from California. She is 18. And now she 3 years from her 90 birthday. And she's still working in the straw market. So I just want you all to know that she's a strong Bahamian woman. And they finally give some place to park. Then she do come out sometime. But she's still coming out. She 87 okay. And she's still coming out. I think Miss Poydia. Her name Poydia.
Okay.
And this independence time, sometimes you have to honor your senior citizen and the people them who still is Bahamian. So
yes, sir.
That's a good thing. They give on little parking. So when she do come out once or twice a week, she gets someplace to park. But she 87, she 3 years from being 90. So that's a good thing Mr. Williams do for her. And that's a good thing. I thank him for that. Because that's my friend.
Nice. Nice. Thank you, man. I appreciate you calling. Appreciate it. Yeah. Anyway. BPL will never. Let me say this in my view. This is Chivago Line's view. This is my view. Okay? Not asking anybody to own it. It's my view. BPL will never thrive again under the hands of a political directorate exclusively, will not. It may do better under a different administration than the other. It may do better. And better would be better than worse. But it will never thrive as long as it is entirely owned by the political establishment of the Bahamas on behalf of the Bahamian people. It will not. Our politics of patronage and partisanship is too strong in this small country to allow for a BPL, which is a cash cow, to thrive. It's too small. We will never let it thrive. We will never do it. We'll play all the politics in the world we want to play. It will never thrive under an exclusive management operation and ownership of the politics of the Bahamas. It will not. Will not. Cannot. Cannot. We can make sound decisions devoid of prison policy on a place like BPL. We can't do it. We can't appoint nobody and say, oh, I just doing it because this is the best person possible. We ain't gonna do it. I ain't gonna do this contract because it's the absolute best for the Bahamian people. We ain't gonna do it. We're not gonna do it. and we shall continue to have what we get. Not a totally dysfunctional BPL, because as I said, BPL provides power for a great deal and the lifestyle that we are able to live in the Bahamas. BPL has a lot to do with that, but it will never achieve its optimal best self under political hands. It will not. It may be better in some circumstances than others, but it will not thrive. It will not be optimized. That's my view. My personal view. It don't belong to the station. It don't belong to the University of Bahamas. It belongs to Zhivago Show Online. That's my view. And we could be fighting that devil all we want, resisting this and resisting that. Politics is at the heart of the dysfunction of some of our utility operations in the Bahamas. Not some, one of them. Politics. Politics, politics, partisan politics, politics, political consideration, political interest. It distorts too many things. Too many things. It gets in the way of too many things. Too many things. Too many things. And you know, you listen to me. You think, oh, if we change in the FNF, that'll fix. It may get better. If we change the COI, it may get better, but it ain't gonna fix it. As long as politicians run it, it ain't gonna ever be its best self. No. I ain't telling you what to do with your assets, but I can tell you one thing. The government of the Bahamas today has already substantially privatized BPL. Already done it. Whether that is in the generation that is leased out to others, or it is in the T&D that's already farmed out to another company. Your company, BPL, is already privatized. It's just impurely privatized. It isn't cleanly privatized. And so, in some ways, it's dysfunctionally privatized. Dysfunctionally. You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Zhivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us today. God spares life. We'll be back with you again tomorrow. Y'all have a fantastic afternoon.
Take a stand. Everybody, everybody. Come take my hand. Come take